Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ganesh Infraworld Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Ganesh Infraworld Limited, formerly known as Ganesh International, was incorporated in 2017 by Mr. Vibhor Agarwal and Mrs. Prachita Agarwal, and is involved in the business of infrastructure development, specializing in water, electrical, civil, and railway sectors. With a strong focus on water infrastructure, the company is dedicated to developing sustainable solutions for water supply, irrigation, wastewater management, and advanced treatment facilities. And its expertise also extends to electrical infrastructure powering industrial and urban development, civil infrastructure, constructing high-rise structures, bridges and large-scale projects, and railway infrastructure, enhancing connectivity and mobility. Let us now begin with the introduction of the management team. We have with us today Mr. Vibhor Agarwal and finance team of the company. I would now like to request Mr. Vibhor Agarwal, promoter, chairman, managing director and CEO, to give his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. So, as very well introduced by Mr. Riju, so going forward, we have started the financial year with a strong momentum. And what gives me confidence is not just our performance, but the direction in which Ganesh Infraworld is evolving. Over the last few years, we have continuously transformed ourselves from a traditional EPC company into a diversified infrastructure platform with capabilities across water infrastructure, civil and electrical infrastructures, railway and mining. Our philosophy remains simple: execution, discipline and profitable growth. We are not building Ganesh Infraworld for one quarter or one financial year. Our objective is to create an institution that can grow and compound value sustainably over many years. India is going through an extraordinary infrastructure building phase, and I believe we are still at a very early stage of our own journey. Our ambition is large, but our approach will remain disciplined. As promoters, we remain deeply committed to building Ganesh Infraworld in respected infrastructure companies. I thank all our shareholders, investors, clients, bankers, and our entire Ganesh family for their continued trust. With that, I will hand it over to our finance team to take you through the quarterly performance. Thank you.
Agarwal, that we have started with the good momentum. The company has generated revenue of 378.76 crores vis-a-vis 180.65 crores for the Q1 as compared to the Q1 of the previous year. While we achieved 378 crores ka revenue this first quarter of this financial year, the segmental bifurcation is majorly 76.24 crores from civil electrical infrastructure, which is the oldest segment of this company. Water has contributed towards 118.26 crores of revenue in quarter one, which is basically the new segment which we have entered previous financial year. Then we have done 137.64 crores revenue from MDO business, which is mining development and operations, 40.76 crores from transport division. This two division has been contributed to a subsidiary, which is Tycoon Mines GK Limited, formerly known as Kandoi Transport Limited. The company has last year started a new division, which is equipment renting and leasing, whereby the company has purchased approximately 87 crores of equipment, which is including GST, approximately 70 crores of base value, which has been rented out to marquee customers, whereby the rental revenues and everything is expected to come from the Q2 of this financial year. The company has just marginally booked some 20.98 lakh rupees ka revenue in this particular segment in Q1. With respect to the EBITDA, the company has done EBITDA of 61.59 crores vis-a-vis 221.39 crores quarter one versus quarter one of previous year. These numbers which we are right now looking at is at consolidated numbers only. With respect to the EBITDA, MDO has contributed the highest EBITDA of 26.83 crores, following by water infrastructure, which is 19.86 crores, and equipment leasing being not started, it will commence its revenue and everything from the Q2. That is why it has reported a 100% EBITDA of 20.98 lakhs, being a marginal numbers too. Post which we have done our PBT of 39.56 crores for the quarter one vis-a-vis 19.52 crores in last quarter. So this is with respect to the PBT which company has achieved. The company has a consolidated order book of 4090.3 crores in approximately presence in 10 states. The company's debt by EBITDA, debt by equity is approximately 1.22 crores. The company has made a margin profile with 15.8% of EBITDA and 7.8% of PAT this quarter in this financial year. So this is with respect to the numbers. Now I would request if we need to add more highlights of the company going forward, looking after the questions from the investors.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all the participants that you must press star and one to ask a question. The first question comes from the line of Agastya Dave with CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Sir, I would like your comments on the demand situation as of now. How many tenders are coming in? We are heading into the UP elections, so this particular government has a tendency to just drop everything and concentrate only on elections. So are you seeing like any slowdown as of now? And what is the state of receivables?
As far as demand is concerned, we don't see any reduced demand. Maybe as you said, UP election, because on one hand, UP election is on the cards, but on the other hand, Bihar just got a proper structure framework just few months back. So a lot of inquiries and a lot of new tenders have started flowing in from Bihar. Then from October onwards, we again see a lot of tenders coming in West Bengal. So India, and since we are working pan-India, not each and every state, but yes, we are present in Bihar, Odisha, West Bengal, then Maharashtra. So we cover a lot of geographies, so we don't see any dearth of demand. There is a lot of projects which are already there in pipeline.
So what kind of growth are you looking for then going forward for this financial year? Where you are like 100% confident that you won't have any problems with the receivables and the work permits are also in place, everything is in place, you just need to execute.
So with respect to the growth this year, we have around 4,000 crores of consolidated order book of the company, whereby around, say, 2,400 crores is from subsidiary, which has revenue cycle for spending tenure for 6 years. So I think it would be divided into 6 years, more or less, with some fluctuations. and the order book which we have, the balance order book which we have in the Ganesh Infra World, that we are seeing a pending tenure for approximately 18 to 24 months.
For the remaining 1,600 crores?
1,600 crores. Yes, sir, 1,600 crores.
Okay. And so what are your expected margins here? Any problem that you're facing on the raw material side? Commodity costs have gone up. So is everything getting smoothly passed through?
Yes, sir. So commodity costs have gone up because of domestic and international wars and everything also. Specifically, diesel cost has increased huge. Because of the diesel cost increase, we are also facing direct diesel cost incremental issues, and we also face increase in prices for other materials also. So at present, we are approximately purchasing 20 to 22 crores of diesel every month. Because of the price rise, since we are purchasing in the bulk rates, the prices has gone double. So the prices has gone from 22 to say 44 or 45 crores. And with respect to the metals, the prices has gone by 15 to 20%. But since we are doing contracting for governments and private parties, we are not consuming it for own consumption. So our contracts have passed through. So we have we are facing basically working capital enhancement of working capital investments because of the price rise, but the P&L level there is no impact.
Perfect. So one small feedback in the reported numbers that you have put in, it's the segmental breakups are not visible at all. Everything is squeezed in a very small table. And when I try to zoom in, because the PDF has not been made in a particular way, the individual pixels are not scaling up properly. So the segmental breakups are not clear. So if you can just change it going forward, and also for this quarter, because it's not readable. That would be a great help, sir.
Sure, sir. This is a great advice from your end. So we will try to improve the visibility and pixel sizes of the PPT. And
if you can
just
repost these results, now, sir, with just the segmental part, there is problem in the main P&L as well, but that is still readable. The segmental part is not clear at all. Not clear at all. If you can change that, sir, that would be a great help. And so one question, sir, the stock fell like from a cliff, and there is clearly no problem in the P&L that you have reported, and you have done reasonably well in a fairly tough environment. So have you like looked into it? What exactly happened? Were there any internal issues because of which the fall happened? Is there anything that you can, like, if you can analyze what exactly happened, if it is something that you have looked into?
Sir, with respect to the stock selling, we are actually not aware, because as far as the company working in internal things are there, we are pretty achieving all the business projections which we have shared before while dealing with the IPO, with the bankers and everybody. And we are trying to achieve better than what we have estimated. So there is no problem with respect to the financials are concerned. There is no problem operationally also. And with respect to other critical aspects in infra like debtors or retention money, there also we are not facing any such issues. So definitely from the company information viewpoint, we do not understand any reason which can be identified in best course to understand the stock price fell.
Okay. And any further selling from the promoters expected, or will we maintain the 57-58% level that we are maintaining?
Yes, sir. So basically, promoters in the past, when the promoters have sold, I would like to add that the promoter has sold in the last year, I think in the March quarter, that the selling was for approximately a value of 10 crores. Where promoter has infused 30 crore rupees unsecured loan in the same quarter in the company. for acquisition of a subsidiary, 60% stake in the subsidiary, there was a shortfall of 30 crore rupees which the company was facing, so that is why promoter has contributed that. So for that contribution, the promoters have sold shares of 10 crores. As of now, promoters do not have any plans in mind to sell further stock.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Mohit Mehta with Mehta Associates. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Yeah. So my question is how much of the company's revenue comes from top 5 and top 10 clients?
Sir, with respect to concentration of the customers, we have approximately 14 to 15 orders in our order book, which is not more in line items. So I believe that I have to recheck, but I can give you a gray line numbers. The gray line numbers would be, say, 60-65% from top 5 and maybe 90% from top 10.
Okay. And what is the size of your order book?
Our order book consolidated level is 4,000 crores and standalone level it would be around 1,600 crores.
Okay, yeah. And my second question is could you share the EBITDA margin across each business segment?
Yes, sir. So EBITDA margin across each segment. So basically what I can tell you is the company is making approximately 6-7% PAT margin for civil segment. The company is making approximately 10% at PAT level for water, around 8-9% at PAT level for mining division, and approximately 4% PAT level at transport division. Equipment, the company has not started making anything.
Okay, understood. And my last question is what are the key strengths across the different business vertical and which areas will be the company primary focus going forward?
Going forward, the primary focus of Ganesh Infraworld as a standalone would be water infra only, because we see a decade of orders which are flowing in the segment of water as well as sewerage, because Indian government under the leadership of Mr. Modi ji has already achieved a lot in terms of road infra and electrical infra. So, but still water needs to be taken care of. So, government has a lot of focus upon water and sewerage, and in the same manner, we also are aligned to put a peer focus upon this water segment only going forward.
Okay.
And our subsidiary Tycoon Mines, they are already a pioneer in the mining industry since more than 50-60 years, based out of Odisha, and they have a very fabulous credentials whereby they can bid for any MDO tenders worth even 8-9,000 crore rupees on a standalone basis. So, and also now in the last 2 years, you must have seen that the government has opened up and allotted many new mines to the private sector, as well as Coal India is also focused to increase its coal production so that the import bill for India get reduced and we save a lot of foreign exchange. So we are already equipped and infrastructure-wise ready to cater the mining business as well. So as a group, we are focused upon water and mining, and Tycoon Mines is totally focused upon MDO work.
Okay, sir. Understood. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Nalin Shah with NVS Brokerage. Please go ahead.
Very good afternoon to the entire team. we find that, you know, last year and your first quarter results are quite, I would say, encouraging. But we would like to have some clear idea about current year and next year, at least 2 years, what is the kind of the top line and profitability growth are we seeing in terms of PBT, PAT and top line? If you can give us some guidance, that will give us, you know, clear roadmap about the company. And secondly, I also want to know whether there is any plans of fundraising at this stage or later stage to take care of the, I would say, that expanding business.
So, with respect to the next 2 years planning with the business, we are focusing on water projects at standalone level and MDO contracts for subsidiary level. We have a consolidated order book of 4,000 crores, whereby 1,600 crores average life of the order is 2 years, and 2,400 crores order book has an average life of 6 years. We have a bid book of 5,000 crores for MDO business at subsidiary level, and we have a bid book of 4,000 crores at standalone level, which is constituting towards water projects. So this will basically contribute towards the top of the next 2 years. With respect to the profitability, we understand that the profitability of the water segment is much better than the civil segment, as we have witnessed in the past. Since now we are focusing only on water in standalone level, so we expect that the EBITDA and PAT percentage should improve. The segmental PAT percentage of water is approximately 10% and civil is approximately 7%. So by the time we will be able to, water would contribute more in the revenue, the PAT percentage should move from 7 towards 10%. And with respect to, yes sir,
you have any fundraise exercise?
So fundraise at Ganesh standalone level, we are not planning any fundraise right now. With respect to subsidiary, we are working out with the bid books and conversion of bid into orders, which may attract attention for fundraises in near future.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Dipti, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. So I wanted to ask, what is our project bidding capacity on a solo basis and through joint ventures?
Ma'am, actually, we were not able to hear your query properly. Can you please repeat the question?
Sure. What is our project bidding capacity on a solo basis and through joint ventures?
See, through joint ventures, we have a bid capacity in standalone Ganesh Intraworld, we have a bid capacity of at least 2,500 crores. Because in joint ventures, majorly the financial capability, net worth, solvency, these play a good role. And as far as our subsidiary Tycoon Mines is concerned, over there we have a sole bid capacity, a standalone bid capacity of around 8,000 crores. And in a joint venture manner, we can bid in upwards of 25,000 crores, bid capacity wise. So this is the bidding capacity, the maximum amount of order which the company can take at any particular point of time, given the, if we take that, whatever bid we submit gets converted. Because there's a law by which you cannot, you know, just go and bid for unlimited tenders. Bidding for, even if you're bidding for tenders, then also their bid capacity comes in place, where how much bid are you capable to bid as per the government laws. So I have just told you the numbers based on those rules.
And sir, could you provide the current employee mix between permanent and contractual staff?
So numbers which you have mentioned are...
So basically we have approximately 64 engineers on our payroll. and there are other staffs at administrative and technical level. So we expect the numbers would maybe approximately at around 100 to 120 and rest all people would be at labor level, which would be at contractor's payroll.
Okay. And are there any plan to expand into new states beyond the current operating regions?
No, as such we don't decide to go enter any new state because the existing states wherever we are present, we have already lined up with a lot of opportunities and many tenders have been planned by the company, some reflecting in the bid book and some yet to be bidded. So as of now, we don't plan to enter any new state geography-wise.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Rahul Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Could you explain the strategic rationale behind the acquisition of Kandoi Transport?
Mr. Kumar, sorry for interrupting. We cannot hear you. Can you speak a little louder?
Can you hear me now? Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
So, could you please explain the strategic rationale behind the acquisition of Kandoi Transport Limited?
So basically, the Kandoi Transport Limited is a 70-year-old company which is majorly focusing in mining development and operation business, where we also had interest to work upon. Last year, we have done a subcontracting for them and executed an order of 134 crores out of a contract order of 708 crores, which we have taken from them. Since we found working very comfortably at MDO, we wanted to grow more, and with discussions with the promoters of that particular company, we found an opportunity whereby we have actually infused capital in that company last year, making that company a subsidiary, so that we can together bid big orders. That particular company has credentials to bid direct orders from MDO. As we can see, that particular company has 3,000 crore order book from Coal India and subsidiaries, which proves that the company has great credentials, and the company is working for last 70 years in transport and mining development operation business. So they have built huge credentials, which is generally acceptable in all government and PSU companies. And the company also had approximately 400 crores of equipments on its balance sheet, which is purchased by them. This equipment list is also adding to the credentials to bid in the contracts, because in that whether you own the equipment fleet or not. So since the company is owning equipment fleet of approximately 400 crores, gross block, and therefore this adds the credentials to the company. This also helps Ganesh Infraval to bid at standalone level for different tenders, as subsidiary credentials are also for.
Speakers, your voice is breaking.
Sorry, you were aware. Should I repeat?
Yes, speaker, go back a sentence. That's it. And continue. Thank you.
So basically, since the order book, since the fixed assets of equipment of 400 crores gross block at subsidiary level is helping to add to the credentials of the company, also this credential is helping Ganesh Infraval to bid for orders at standalone level also. As many tenders which comes in Ganesh Infraval, they also ask for owning of any equipment history on as a credentials. So this help both the company adding credentials. This is the strategic viewpoint before we acquire 60% stake in the company.
Okay. What was the acquisition cost and how do you expect it to impact margins going forward?
sir, with respect to expected growth, we have approximately consolidated order book of 4,000 crores and we have a bid book of approximately 5,000 crores at subsidiary level and 3,000 crores at standalone level. So we understand that this order book and bid book will help in growing in near future in next 2 years. And with respect to profitability, as we are as the revenue is now contributed by water more, so we understand that the profitability of the water would reflect more in the profitability of the company. So it would be a blended margin across segments. So as and when the water revenue will increase as a percentage of total revenue, the profitability should improve.
Okay, sir. Final question. The company recently secured a railway EPC project. How significant is the railway opportunity going forward?
Sorry, I could not actually hear you properly.
The company recently secured a railway EPC project, right? How significant is the railway opportunity going forward?
So the company has booked 100 crores in order recently for earthwork which is required to be done on the river walls in Bihar for creating a railway bridge by them. So these credentials Tycoon Mines was having while doing MDO work, so basis which we have booked this order. So in future also we may get this type of orders which are in our pipelines.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Sri Sharudrani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. My question is, I have seen the finance costs have increased sharply. Is this temporary due to expansion or should investors expect elevated borrowing costs going forward?
So, madam, we have taken a bit debt for as a working capital from banks. So, at present, we have an approximately debt of 160 crores in our balance sheet at standalone level, and we have around 80 crores of fund-based debt at subsidiary level. There is a 220 crores of term loan debt at subsidiary levels. The finance cost which has increased sharply on the consolidated level is majorly because of the consolidation of the subsidiary. The existing debt which was there for last year also, since the subsidiary has been consolidated for the first time, the finance cost has increased sharply. But we believe the finance cost would decrease gradually going forward from Q2 or Q3. The major reason would be repayment of the term loan, as the term loan is now getting repaid in this financial year by major chunk. So in next 2 years, we will see a sharp decline on the finance cost looking at the current debt profile of the company.
Okay, sir. Okay. And my next question is, what is the current working capital cycle and what outlook would you like to provide for financial year 2027?
At present, I think the debtors is approximately standing between 100 to 110 days at consolidated level. Creditors are standing approximately around 1 month and stock is again standing approximately around 1 month. So we believe that this type of cycle would continue in near future also, so as majorly the line of business is not getting affected as per the current order book and report.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Have a bright future. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vibhor Agarwal, Promoter Chairman, Managing Director and CEO, for closing comments.
Thank you so much once again, all the investors and our clients, bankers, and to the to Mr. Riju, who was the moderator of today's session. And I would just like to assure that the growth and the dedication towards contributing to India's infrastructure will be sustainable and will keep on growing in the days to come, and we are yet to see a very bright future ahead. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Ganesh Infraworld Limited, that concludes today's session. Thank you for your participation. You may now click on the exit meeting to disconnect.